How does error find its way into the church? I've written an article in the latest edition of the online Issues Etc. journal titled From Exception to Rule, How Error Replaces Truth in the Church, and we'll send it to you for free. Just send your name and email address to journal@issuesetc.org. In the Wittenberg Trail feature, Jordan Cooper details his journey from Calvinism to Lutheranism. The latest Issues Etc. journal, journal@issuesetc.org. We like to read our listeners' blogs, and they come in every week. New blogs added to our list to read and to choose from for Issues Etc. blog of the week. If you have a blog that you'd like us to read and consider for Issues Etc. blog of the week, just go to our website, issuesetc.org, click support at the bottom of the page. You'll find the Issues Etc. widget. Put it on your blog. If you blog, you probably know how to do that. And then send us an email to let us know where your blog is and where we can read it. Talk back at issuesetc.org, and we'll consider your blog for Issues Etc. blog of the week.
My pick this week is Lambert's Online. It's a quote from Luther, a blog post titled God's Doctrine versus Politics. It's from Luther's Galatians commentary. Doctrine is heaven, life is earth. In life there is sin, error, uncleanness, and misery mixed, as the saying goes, with vinegar. Here, love should condone, tolerate, be deceived, trust, hope, and endure all things. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 7. Here, forgiveness of sin should have complete sway, providing that sin and error are not defended. But just as there is no error in doctrine, so there is no need for any forgiveness of sins. Therefore, there is no comparison at all between doctrine and life. One dot of doctrine is worth more than heaven and earth. Matthew 5, verse 18. Therefore, we do not permit the slightest offense against it. But we can be lenient towards errors of life, for we too err daily in our life and conduct. So do all the saints, as they earnestly confess in the Lord's Prayer and in the Creed. But by the grace of God, our doctrine is pure. We have the articles of faith solidly established in the sacred scriptures. The devil would dearly love to corrupt and overthrow these. That is why he attacks us so cleverly with this specious argument about not offending against love and the harmony among the churches. My pick for Issues Etc. blog of the week, Lambert's Online.
And my pick for Issues Etc. blog of the week, I believe that this is a brand new blog, or at least brand new to us, we should say. It comes from a blog called The Chi Files, and it's kind of a play on words because a chi in Greek is an X, so it looks like The X Files. And the post in question is called No, I Am, quoting from 1 Timothy 1:15. The saying is trustworthy and deserving of all acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost. That's St. Paul. The blogger says, whenever I read this passage, the thought comes to my head, wrong, Paul. I'm the chief sinner. And of course, I think Paul would agree. That is, he would agree that every one of us can make the same confession he does in the passage above. And in fact, says the blogger, I would argue we should. The moment we start saying, oh, well, I may not be the best, but there are certainly worse sinners in the world, is the moment we allow sinful pride a foot in the door of our heart. The moment we hear someone say, I am the worst sinners, and think, yeah, you are, is the moment we begin to lose ourselves to self-righteousness and stop loving our neighbor. He says, of course it's true that every one of us deserves the cross promised for the worst sinner. Praise be to God that he put that penalty on his son, Jesus Christ, who took the sins of the entire world to himself as a result became the ultimate sinner. And he ends with 2 Corinthians 5:21, for our sake God made him to be sin who knew no sin, that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Very good blog post. I'll have that one, my pick, and Jeff's pick at our website, issuesetc.org. Click listen on demand. In hour two of Issues Etc., what the heck is Glenn Beck doing in Israel? He had a Restoring Courage rally there, a mixture of religions. Kim Riddlebarger of the White Horse Inn will be our guest to explain it. And then it's your chance to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.